This is Tim Knupp for the West Jefferson Church of Christ. Many cite the jailer in Acts 16 as an example of one being saved by their faith alone, without any further acts of obedience. However, have you considered the whole account? After the earthquake opened the doors, he was about to take his own life. Why? Because if any prisoner escaped, it would have cost him his life, Acts 12, verse 19. When he asked, "What must I do to be saved?" Peter did initially tell him to believe. Not because that was the only requirement, but because it was the beginning point. This man took Paul and Silas out of the prison, washed their stripes, and the same hour of the night, midnight according to verse 25, he was baptized. He risked his life to be baptized in the middle of the night. Why did he risk his life if his faith saved him and baptism is something that could have come later? It's because baptism is a necessary command in order to be saved according to God's plan of salvation.